Greetings, fans and listeners. I'm your host, Stephen Haller, and welcome to Inside the Strategic Mind. Our topic today is sponsorships and their effects. We'll be going over what sponsorships are, giving real-world examples, and explaining the effects that sponsorships can actually have on organizations. A sponsorship is a fee paid to a property in return for access to an exploitable commercial potential associated with that property. Now, that definition is pretty loaded, so let's unpack that. First, a fee paid is the money that an organization pays to have its name associated with a property. A property can be an event or location, typically one that involves sports, arts, entertainment, or philanthropic causes. Exploitable commercial potential refers to how many people will attend events at a sponsored location or view sponsored events on television. If there is more potential that events will be attended or viewed, then there is a higher commercial potential. Theoretically, that leads to higher levels of brand awareness and hopefully increased sales. But we'll get into sponsorship effects in just a bit. So let's get into our real-world examples. Today, our examples will come from professional basketball. At the league level, the National Basketball Association, the NBA, has many sponsored events. The most noteworthy ones take place once a year on NBA All-Star Saturday night, with sponsored events that include the Sprite Slam Dunk Contest. The Slam Dunk Contest is a property of the NBA. Sprite, the lemon-lime soft drink, pays a fee to the NBA in order to associate its brand with the event. The more people that attend the Sprite Slam Dunk Contest or view the event on television, the more commercial potential it has. There are also sponsorships at the team level. The Philadelphia 76ers are an NBA team that plays in a stadium called the Wells Fargo Center, which is a 76ers property. Wells Fargo, a national bank, pays a fee to the 76ers in order to have its name associated with the property. Anyone who attends 76ers games or sees the stadium name mentioned during a televised broadcast of the games is exposed to Wells Fargo's brand. With that many possible people seeing the brand, the stadium has a high commercial potential. So then, the strategy for communication professionals that work for Sprite and Wells Fargo is to find properties to sponsor where their brands will get the highest possible exposure to consumers. The Slam Dunk Contest is a nationally televised event, and the 76ers Stadium gets 41 home games per year. Other events are held at the Wells Fargo Center as well, so the brand actually gets exposure with a wide variety of patrons. Basketball fans are not the only ones. Both help the brands with exposure, that much is clear. But what exactly does that exposure get them? That's where the effects of these sponsorships come into play. Now, you may think of a sponsorship as a one-way street. Sprite pays the NBA to sponsor the Slam Dunk Contest. Do you think the NBA says, cool, now we've paid for this event and we'll make profit on it, pure profit, great work? No. That's part of it. Event programmers do seek out sponsorships to pay for expenses in the hopes of turning a profit as a result of the event. However, sponsorships are two-way streets that foster a relationship between the sponsoring organization and the sponsored event or location. Sponsors pay to have their brand associated with events and locations, but they are also paying for a relationship that could grow their business. This growth only happens if the sponsored locations and events are successful. If the location and events fail to pull in enough people, or there is a scandal with the organization that owns the sponsored property, then the fee on the sponsorship may get renegotiated to be reduced, or it could be dropped completely as a result of the people who work for the organizations not holding up their end of the bargain. Assuming the locations and events do pull in the high estimated amount of people and have no scandals, there are two main areas that business growth will take place for the sponsoring organizations. One, increased brand awareness, and two, propensity to purchase. the brand exposure we explained earlier increases brand awareness. If brand awareness is higher, the brand will have more credibility with consumers. As a result of Sprite sponsoring nationally televised events, it has more credibility with consumers. Regardless of taste quality, people are more likely to view Sprite as having more credibility than other lemon-lime soft drinks based in the United States, like Dr. Enough of Tri-City Beverage or Bubble Up of Sweet Valley Products. I'm willing to bet you have never even heard of either of those soft drinks, and you haven't heard of them because they have low brand awareness, which leads to less credibility with consumers, which leads to decreased sales. That's the second area of business growth, propensity to purchase. Now, propensity is just a fancy word for likelihood. So a higher propensity to purchase is a greater chance a consumer will buy a product. Products that have more credibility as a result of well-known sponsorships are more likely to be purchased than those with less credibility. If Sprite, Dr. Enough, and Bubble Up were all on the shelf together, more consumers would purchase Sprite as a result of this, without even tasting all three beverages. The higher propensity to purchase also comes with the relationship that a sponsored property has with its patrons. For example, 76ers game attendees who enjoy a quality experience at the Wells Fargo Center will have a more favorable view of Wells Fargo. As a result, those patrons will likely choose Wells Fargo over competing brands in the financial industry the next time they need banking or financial advising. If employees who work for the 76ers organization do not provide a quality experience for patrons, then there will be an opposite effect, and Wells Fargo may pull its sponsorship completely. So, fans and listeners, as we conclude today's podcast, let's recap what we learned today. Number one, a sponsorship is what an organization pays to a location or event in order to gain exposure for its brand. Number two, sponsorships help foster a relationship between sponsoring organizations and sponsored properties that benefits both parties. And number three, sponsorships increase the sponsoring organization's brand awareness and propensity to purchase. Well, that's the show for today. Join us next week when we will discuss the differences between being manipulative and being purposeful in strategic communication initiatives. I'm Stephen Haller, wishing you all a wonderful week. Thank you for listening to Inside the Strategic Mind.